I think from the point of view of the practicing oncologist, what they would be looking in this trial is the issue of AC followed by docetaxel as adjuvant therapy, which is a very common strategy in the community. And, you know, the thinking has been, even though that really hasn't been reported yet in an adjuvant trial, based on a lot of indirect comparisons and also thinking about this trial with a higher complete response rate, that it would be legitimate adjuvant therapy comparable to TAC or AC paclitaxel. Do you think that these data sort of fit into that concept or should raise questions about that?
I don't think our data contribute to the use of that. I don't think there are negative evidence that contraindicate the use of that strategy. The paper that was presented immediately after mine, the PAX trial, probably addresses that question better than our trial does, and that's a comparison of FEC times 6 versus FEC times 3 followed by docetaxel times 3. The nice part about the design of that trial is that the duration and the number of cycles of treatment are identical in the two arms, which of course is a different design and controls for duration of therapy, and they showed a much better or significantly improved disease-free survival with the FEC docetaxel sequential regimen than with continuing FEC for 6 cycles. So I think that's probably good evidence to use that regimen in the adjuvant setting. The choice between that approach and the approach of using TAC or the approach of using dose-dense AC followed by Taxol, I think, is something that really, we don't have an answer to, and it partly depends on preferences and toxicities. Dr. Norton certainly was right when he talked about the 9741 trial and saying that the Q2 week regimen was less toxic, but those patients were also all mandated to get colony stimulating factors up front, and the Q3 week patients were not. So, you know, where the decreased toxicity comes from is variable. I think dose dense is certainly becoming popular. And, of course, it's one of the arms of the B38 trial, which has just recently been started. And that'll be an opportunity to compare the two probably best proven taxane-containing regimens in the adjuvant setting, TAC, compared to dose-dense AC Taxol. I think it'll be a very interesting comparison.
And there's a third arm in that study also with gemcitabine.
Correct.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's going to be an AC followed by gemcitabine and paclitaxel, also given the dose-dense regimen. And that's based on data from a number of centers, but particularly Kathy Albane's presentation at ASCO, showing that gemcitabine and Taxol compared to Taxol alone actually improves survival in a group of patients with metastatic breast cancer, which is, you know, pretty dramatic. Whenever it can alter survival in metastatic disease, it makes people sit up and take notice.